An objection I sometimes hear from critics of my work is that I don't make sufficient allowances for people's innate selfishness, their mistrust of each other, the greed and corruption and short-sightedness of politicians, the stupidity of crowds, the innate tendency of all humankind towards prejudice and tribalism. Well, in one sense, I am guilty as charged. I can't help liking people and trusting in their capacity for good sense and kindness, even though these qualities aren't always on show and have a frustrating tendency to emerge only when it's too late for them to make much difference. But I hope that my prejudice in favour of humanity is not based on naivety or sentimentality. I've always taken great care to test it repeatedly with objective research, observation, and study. Thanks to my unusual job, that prejudice is reinforced by direct experience of getting to know a great many people from all levels of society in many countries, and a relentless compulsion to seek out and hear the people whose views and values differ most from my own. That's not virtue, it's plain curiosity and a serious addiction to variety. One further point I'd like to add before we get started. Just like every one of us, I have my own educational, social, cultural, and racial background. And of course it influences what I see, what I say about it, and the way I say it. I'm a bit of a mongrel, and I'm proud of the fact that several histories, cultures, races, and religions...